السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today, I am watching what always happened. Bosnia, Somalia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, Gaza, Gaza 1, Gaza 2, Gaza 3, crisis after crisis. The Denmark cartoon about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what happening to us? Very simple. We pop emotion and we want to do the wonder of the wonder. And we go like that for 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, whatever, and it fade. No sense of direction, no goal. And no any long vision, no analyzation and leadership, no systematic way to do things. And most of all, between me and Allah, it became just emotion, and very soon it will go away, and that's it. This is what's happening to us. What Allah wants from us? We feel the pain, we analyze what the problem, what make us so weak to reach this level. And my advice to all of us, please, read or watch Crisis of the Ummah. Crisis and the condition of the Ummah. I recorded 2001 after September 11 in New York. Same happened. And what happened again? Now I want to ask you something. If you drop dead, what Allah will ask you? He will ask you according to your ability and capability until you meet him. Is not an emotion? Is not one sentence? No. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, are we united? No. Are we under any kind of leadership? No. Do we have a vision and long-term and short-term to achieve? Did we sit down together and study what's going on? And according to Allah wa Rasulullah, we came to a conclusion. This is what Allah wants. And this what is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wants us to do now. If we do not answer all this question, our condition will become just a bunch of emotion. It will come and it go. And nothing will happen. Why? Because we even govern our emotion by our emotion. It's not governed by Allah wa Rasuluh. It's not governed by a principle and responsibility and sense of honor to live the message until we meet Allah. This is the main point. Because all this crisis will not go away. It will come. It will come wave after wave. And only if you keep reading and listening, you will learn. We are in the end of time. We are very close. And the lucky one who gain whatever he can. And this cannot be only emotion for 1 day. Like some people tell me, Russia now bombarding the internet with confusion, deception, wrong knowledge. And the big musibah today, a big portion of the ummah believe of what happening in Syria is not happening. Imagine, go check it out. Major, many Muslim or non-Muslim or call themselves Muslim. They are living in a blind state, in a denial state, and just try to prove what happening is not happening. Imagine. But there's nothing new. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it to us. And I talked to you about it many times. You will come and live a deception years. You will come and live a deception years. You will believe the liar. And you will disbelieve the honest, the truthfulness. And you will trust the betrayer. And you will betray the sincere, honest one. And the majority of the speaker and the leader will be the worst of the ummah, the hollow. This is one of the major advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give it to us. And I see it alive. And I said it before, blindness will increase. And if the heart is not pure to Allah and have sincerity, you will not able to see and comprehend. Now, what I should do? Number one, journey of Iman. Number two, try to unite with whom you'd ever believe in him. We have to be united, whatever we can. In any scale we can. It has to be united. It has to be a united effort, a united thought, a united goal, united achievement. And this through awareness and awakeness over the internet, in a local level, in a family level, in a youth. Because as the majority of the youth now is completely out of this picture. What it mean? When we die, we will inherit our ummah. A new generation is 100% worse than us. So ignorant of anything. What it mean now? They will be the enemy of Islam. Don't worry about anybody else. Our youth will be our enemy of Islam. Remember me. And we will carry the burden in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? We have no any systematic way to educate and build awareness and awakeness to the children and the youth. We don't. We just happy with mommy boy, mommy girl, and that's it. And some photo over the internet. We have no sense of responsibility. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to gain. We have a lot to lose. And the lucky one, the one Allah chooses him, he or she, to elevate the name of Allah, alleviate the suffering of other. And again, this not one day drama. This will continue. It will grow. And again, if you go back to immigration and the new year, the same thing happening again today. Some people will be immigrator and some Muslims supposed to be the supporter. But we betrayed our brother and sister in Islam. We betrayed them. We betrayed them by our selfish and greed and living our own individuality. Because today, if we have a debt of Islam, all this refugee will be picked up by us, one by one. You're talking about 1.7 billion. Cannot take care about 10 million? Come on. If every one family pick up one member of the family of one family, the whole refugee crisis is finished. It's finished. But again, no united thought, no united work, no united anything. And because of that, we have no any power and no strength. And this is what Allah promised us and warned us about it. Don't be divided. Don't be divided. And this is what's happening today. And we go through division after division, just for our nafs and ego and arrogance. Wallahi, I'm so scared. How are we going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With what face are we going to meet Allah? With what face? I did my job. I only try. And I'm getting tired. But I have a history between me and Allah. I said, Allah, I tried. I tried of whatever I can. And I will keep trying, inshallah, until I die. And what you're doing is your responsibility. Don't forget, each one of us responsible. What you do, what you don't, with whom you do. All this, you will be questioned about it in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No excuses. No excuses. And the blindness will increase. Deception will increase. And people will flip. I see it over and over again. People will flip in a blink of an eye. May Allah save us. Wallahi, may Allah save us. May Allah save us and the most of all, to carry the message, elevate the message until you die. Not one day, 2 day emotion, no, no. And again, all of us criminal, because we do it without any leadership, without vision, without sit down and consult and think about it from short term and long term, and what is the best way to do it according to Allah wa Rasul. May Allah open for us before it's too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all this witness to us, not against us, because every situation like that, the fitna after that will be severe, and the trial from Allah to all of us will be severe, and we are running in a countdown of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Take it from me, we are in it. We in it, no U-turn. We in it, one way. We're getting closer to the grave, one day closer to Yawm al-Qiyamah. Today we can, tomorrow we cannot. Again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ikhlas and tawfiq and truthfulness and sadq to allow us to follow Allah wa Rasuluh according to Allah wa Rasuluh, with humble and humility to Allah wa Rasuluh, inshaAllah, with unity and unite thought, unite thinking, after complete consultation and think it over from every aspect, and otherwise shaitan will get us. And Allah will not be with us, and we will pay the price so high. Allah bear witness, I give you the message. The one, if I die, I will say to Allah, I tell them, Ya Allah. I bear witness to Allah, I tell you, I share with you. I share with you a message from my heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to all of you. We in it. We in it together. And if we do not listen before it's too late, the price will be high, individual and collective. Jazakumullah kulli khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.